Well, we're going to shift gears right now in this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and I want to just make a comment and pay tribute to my late brother. In fact, earlier this month, Doug, one of my older brothers, died. This was the first of eight siblings to go, six boys and two girls. Doug died after a year-long struggle against lung cancer, and he survived by his wife and a son and three daughters living in the Phoenix area. And I want to take a few moments to honor his memory. I'm so grateful that he died as a Christian. Paul said, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. How true that is. Jesus Christ gives us words to live by, and he gives us words to die by. Because of the salvation Jesus wrought on the cross, going to hell for us in our place so we don't have to, and because he conquered the grave in his resurrection, we can have true hope of where we're going after we die if we trust in Jesus. Doug did that, so I know one day I will get to see him again, and I look forward to that. My brother Doug was very funny. For example, when we were growing up in our large family, I remember one day at church, the pastor gave the sermon about the Good Samaritan, and in that passage, Jesus is asked, "And who is my neighbor?" Well, this pastor had a very whiny voice, and he kept saying over and over and over, "And who is my neighbor?" Then when we were driving home in this car filled mostly with teenage boys, and we got into our direct neighborhood, there was this beautiful girl riding along on her bicycle, and Doug blurted out, "And who is my neighbor?" And as you can imagine, everybody in the car laughed. Years later, my son Eric got to visit Doug and his family for a few weeks. Doug sat him down one day and he said, "Eric, let me tell you about investing in the stock market. Do you want to know how to make a small fortune?" "Sure, Uncle Doug. Tell me all about it," said Eric. "Well, you start with a large fortune." Even in the last year of his life, as he was receiving chemotherapy and radiation treatment, Doug still retained his sense of humor. He told one of my older brothers, "Wow, people have been so kind and thoughtful to me. There's been such an outpouring of emails, cards, visits, and gifts, and so forth. Man, if I knew it was going to be this good, I'd die more often." Anyway, we will miss Doug and his sense of humor, and we are grateful for his faith. Now, he didn't always have faith in Jesus. In fact, he struggled with doubts for some years, especially around the time of college. But once he made up his mind and came to realize Jesus is who he said he was, then Doug was all in. And I'll tell you, the writings of C.S. Lewis helped him, providing some real answers for some real questions. One aspect of Doug was that he wrote music on the side. This was his major hobby. And music was such a vital part of his life. And he was a prolific songwriter. He wrote so many. My wife said that her first image of Doug was of him with his guitar playing music. And that was also her last image of him in a special concert he gave that I'll mention in just a moment. She said that he typified Psalm 96 to her. "Sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. Praise his name. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves." Again, that's my own wife, Kirsty, her thoughts about Doug, how he just typified that psalm. When Doug first learned of his cancer about a year ago, he told me, "Jerry, please pray for me about this. I have some songs in my heart that I want to get out and record and make available on YouTube, whatever, but I want to get them recorded before I die." Well, by the grace of God and the help of his church and family and friends, it became a reality last November. This is the concert I was referring to earlier, when he gave an hour-long concert highlighting many of his songs. It was videotaped very well with three cameras. They even produced a DVD of it calling Doug Newcomb by invitation. Now, I normally don't play music on this particular show, but that's Mike's at the mic's job. But I'll make an exception to play one of Doug's songs that he performed at that farewell concert, if you will. He wrote this, and you can hear him singing. Then there's some backup singers of the church chiming in with him. This is all based on Isaiah 53, and it's called "The Arm of the Lord." And again, this is an original composition by Doug Newcomb, and he's the lead singer here, "The Arm of the Lord."
There is life in the love of Jesus. There is hope, he has promised every soul. salvation. There is rest in the arm of the Lord. There is power in the holy name of Jesus. Decide which way to go, and either way the road is looking tougher from the start, and there's nowhere to hide, but I know change is never easy, till I recognize your touch, it's my life in your hands, my time in your plan. It's so right, it's so grand, I delight in your stand, here this night, in your hands, I place my life. We'll be right back. today. What should I know? What should I say? Well, in your mercy, grant me cheerfulness and competence. Place my life in your hands, my time in your plans. Take it right, make it grand. I delight in your stand. Here this night, in your hands, I place my life.
Again, that was my brother Doug and some band members from Arizona Hills Community Church in the Phoenix area at a concert they did in November 2013, a farewell concert, if you will. The name of that song was The Arm of the Lord. By the grace of God, every one of Doug's seven siblings were able to travel there and spend time with him before he died at different interludes. My time was in mid-June. Now, in May 2014, Doug learned that the cancer had returned in spades, and it was only a matter of time before he would succumb to it. And my brother wrote an email at that time, and he said, quote, "Please don't be sad over this. I know my Redeemer and am confident where I'll be going soon. It's actually kind of exciting." Well, I'm grateful for my older brother Doug and his time with us. He went to be with Jesus on July 3, 2014. And I close with these words that I once saw on a grave from the 1860s in New Jersey. And it said this: "This world is vain and full of pain, with care and trouble sore. But they are blessed which are at rest with Christ forevermore." And I believe very strongly that describes very well Doug Newcomb. For Vocal Point, this is Jerry Newcomb.